Hi, this is Pat from the Linux Unpacked Show, and I'm talking to Dave here, and we will be discussing Canonix, our favorite Linux distro, here on the Twadcast. Dave, welcome.
Thank you very much, Pat.
I guess I'll get the ball rolling. Not too long ago, maybe 4 months ago or so, not even actually, this was back in, I think, July, I was looking for a new Linux distro, and you suggested checking out Canonix. I took a look at it. Canonix, you can get it as a bootable distribution. It runs really well. It's a really quick distro. Comes with KDE as the default desktop. It's got a nice suite of applications.
That's right.
And I decided to do an install. It has a script that's part on the disk where you can go in and install it to your hard drive. And I tried that. It's a fairly straightforward script once you figure out how to get it going.
Yeah, he doesn't have a link on the desktop yet. But, yeah, it's just you go to the... Go to the website and they say just run this this install script and you're off to the races.
Yeah, so basically in 20 minutes time you have basically a Debian unstable install on your machine.
That's
with
right.
With a whole suite of applications installed, including Firefox, Thunderbird, Skype, InView, GIMP, XMMS, K3B, OpenOffice 2 beta.
I think Amarok is on there too now.
Amarok, Audacity. It also comes with Java pre-installed and a really great BitTorrent client by the name of Azurius, I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with. And another great thing is it comes with MP3 playback pre-installed,
yes.
So you don't have to go searching for codecs. So basically, with all these applications pre-installed, it saves you a ton of time without having to go out and install everything one at a time.
That's right, and I've been giving out bootable disks to a lot of people, and you know when I talk about Linux, this is what I give them, and they find it just amazing that all this can fit onto one CD.
Another great thing about Canonix that I found was KDE is super fast on Canonix. I don't know what he's done to it. I'm sure he has a bunch of pre-linking setup.
Yeah. I'm not too sure either, but it is quick.
It's super fast. KDE is super snappy. A lot of people, when they talk about KDE or GNOME, they say, you know, it's a big bloated desktop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, personally, I've been using Linux since about 98 or so.
Right.
And I started with GNOME, and then I really didn't care for it. This is back in the early days, and it was like GNOME 1. And I tried KDE, and I've been with it since. To me, I'm a programmer. When I want to use Linux, I want to have the system that's usable and stable. You know, I don't want to be futzing just to get my system set up correctly. KDE has, for me, it has everything I need so that I can start coding and doing development.
Well, yeah, and I'm not a programmer, but I've been using a computer since, you know, the Commodore came out and the IBM XT, that sort of thing. And I'm purely... desktop, and KDE has just got everything I ever want. And my wife can sit down in front of the computer, and she knows, you know, like an icon looks like an icon, and a click means a click. So, you know, XP 95 KDE, she just doesn't register.
It's very similar to what someone would be used to coming from the Windows
That's
world.
Right. That's right.
Well, one of the things that I do in KDE is, you know, Windows is double click. I like the fact that KDE you could do a single click and
it
does the same thing. You save stress on your finger, and you don't kill your mouse.
Right, and it's also quicker too.
Right? Yeah, it is quicker. It's half the click time.
Right, like I try to explain to my mom or my dad, you know, like you have to double click, and if they don't click fast enough, they can't open a damn thing. They just move the icon around their desktop, chasing it. But with KDE, you just click once and. There you go.
And another thing that really sold me on Canonix was the fact that it's 100% compatible with Debian. A lot of the Debian-based distributions, such as Mepis or Ubuntu, they come from the Debian world where they took Debian packages and they've customized them and hacked them to no end.
That's right.
And what happens is that the packages that were built on these systems are not compatible back and forth. So someone running Debian Unstable can't just go out and get an Ubuntu package and run it, install it and run it.
No, you're kind of strapped to their repositories, and not everything is there, like as you said.
Exactly. And the other thing is, once you have Canonic set up and running, you can point it to the whole list of regular Debian repositories, and you can install from the Debian repositories. For instance, you can go out and get Kino, Sinolero, or any other specific application from the Debian repositories. Now, the Debian repositories are humongous. I think the count, the last time I heard, was somewhere in the range of 10,000. So there's an enormous universe of applications that you can install and run.
Well, yeah, and I started my Linux experience back with Mandrake 8.2, I think, back in 2001. And I've used, you know, RPM?
Yeah, it's RPM-based.
Right, and it just, even though it was easy to choose an application you want to install, I always had these issues with dependencies.
RPM hell.
That's right, and apt-get is just... I don't have those issues at all. Like, I choose something off of the repository and it's installed. I just keep on going.
I agree. Apt-get to me is the best package management system in any GNU Linux distribution there is, and that's a fact. I ran Debian Unstable as my main desktop for about a year, going back about 2.5 years ago, and I would have stayed with it, but the hard drive took a dump, and I had to go out and get a new hard drive. Right. And then from there, I went to Slackware for a while, and I was in Slackware for quite a while. But after a while, I got a new system, and I kind of was missing Debian. To me, one of the weaknesses that people mention of Debian is that it's crusty and old. A lot of the packages aren't up to date. Now, you can run Debian Unstable and stay in the Debian Unstable world, and you'll get the cutting-edge stuff. But the problem with the Unstable grouping is that things will sometimes break.
And unfortunately, we're going through that right now with the latest KDE. It's a little bit behind. I just did a dist update this week, and there's a few packages in on the KDE side that still have to be fixed in the repositories.
So anytime you want to do a disk upgrade, you should definitely check, you know, the Debian forums as well as the Canonix forums.
That's right.
Now, the thing about Canonix is the guy who's behind it, this guy, his nickname is Kano, he's a German fellow. Mm-hmm. If you go to the website and check out the forums, there's a big German section, German language section, but there's also a large English language section as well. And it seems that the user base is growing fairly quickly. As word gets out that Canonix is such a great distro, more and more people are checking it out and liking it.
Well, yeah, and there's even on the IRC, like, I've been on there a few times and asked, you know, my KDE just broke. This was last week, right? And I've always gotten helpful responses within a couple minutes, and some of them come from the guy himself.
Yeah, Kano.
I don't know when this guy sleeps, but he's always there.
Yeah, it's true. I don't think there's many distros where if you have an issue or a problem that you talk to the main developer, and you'll get him quickly, and you'll come back with a response quickly.
That's right. He's on the IRC. He's emailed. I don't know. Like I said, the guy's got to be like one of these HAL 2000 computers or something like that.
Never sleeps.
That's right.
Yeah. But what are some of the other things that you like about Canonix?
The thing just works. Like, I mean... If I hear about something somebody's talking about, like an application they've used, I'll go to the repositories, and maybe 90% of the time it's there and it's downloaded, and 2 minutes later I'm running the thing, and everything just seems to work right out of the box. Like, you hear about this tagline, it just works. Well, Canonix seems to be the only one that actually lives up to that I found, anyways.
Dave, are you running Canonix on a laptop at all, or no?
Actually, I run it at the office whenever I can. So I have a laptop at the office that usually runs XP, but when IT is not looking and I don't have to do anything Microsoft-y, I boot up Canonix there.
Now, are you running with wireless?
No, actually, I'm not.
Because a lot of people praise Canonix for the simple fact that it comes with the NDS wrapper application,
right.
which is really good for using the Windows drivers for your wireless cards.
Right.
And people, you know, personally, I haven't done it because currently I don't have a laptop, but I hear a lot of people saying that it's one of the easiest distros to get the NDS wrapper working with the Windows drivers.
I'd really like to give it a try, except I've never gotten around to getting wireless hardware yet. So.
Yeah, I'm in the market for a laptop, and I'm probably going to pick something up in the next 3 or 4 months, probably.
Yeah, I've been watching your blog, waiting for you to say what you found. So.
Yeah, I have a pretty good idea which way I'm going to go.
Well, that's good.
It's just a question of getting the cash together. But another cool thing about Canonix, it uses Qlik software. Now,
you
want to give a little description of what Qlik is?
Qlik is, I guess it's very similar to the Linspire Qlik and Run. You go to a warehouse of applications, and you just Qlik on the link to the application you want to run. It installs it as a CMD file, and I've just been doing a little bit of reading on that the last couple of days, and a CMD file is a self-contained application. And you can drag and drop this thing to your desktop or to a folder or to a USB storage device, and you Qlik on the CMD file and you're running the application. It doesn't have to install any libraries or anything else. It just runs completely from the CMD file.
Now, I believe this Qlik is the same thing that's used by a lot of the live distros.
Yes,
including Canonix. You know, it's basically a compressed application binary file,
right.
that's completely self-contained.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that until a few days ago that I started reading about this. And I said, that's really cool.
Yeah, Nopix uses them as well.
Yeah, so I think it's developed by Nopix and Canonix seem to be working on this idea.
To me, it's a really quick and easy way to try out some applications where you're having trouble compiling or finding a package for.
That's right.
For instance,
I the Real Player, and actually the latest one I tried was the Enlightenment Desktop. You can actually try it as a clickable application.
And how did that run? Was it quick?
Yeah, it worked really well.
That's pretty cool. I got to check that out.
Yeah.
How big was the file?
The Enlightenment was 20 megabytes.
So it's decent size.
Yeah.
It's still fairly small, though, compared to the other desktops.
Oh, yeah. And actually, it ran within a Windows within my KDE.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Now, I think Qlik is also compatible with some of the other Debian-based distros. I think Ubuntu.
Ubuntu and SUSE and MIPIS.
So it's SUSE, too, which is RPM.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. So, you know, if you have those distros, definitely check out Qlik. You know, it's a great way of trying out new applications really quick and dirty.
Yeah, and you can run them from a live CD, so.
Yeah, you can create your own live CD if you want to.
Yep, you don't even have to install anything on your hard drive. They'll just run right from memory. So.
Now, do you think there are any weaknesses of Canonix as a distribution?
I guess the weakness know of, or at least as in my opinion, are the interfaces with trying to set things up. If you're doing any kind of configuration, you're still using scripts and the a command line like when you installed it, that sort of thing.
Well, one of the things that Kana has done is he's created a bunch of utility scripts that he has sitting in one of his directories. Now, I had an NVIDIA card lying around that I wasn't using, so I decided to pop it into my box.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it in there, and I ran the NVIDIA script install that he has.
Yes.
And it worked like a charm. It was really easy. I think that was the most simplest NVIDIA driver install I've ever done under Linux.
Yeah, actually, I have the same type of card, and you just run this script, and it has 3D support in a couple minutes, so
you
don't have to do anything.
You don't have to edit configuration files whatsoever.
Right. But, you know, I can see that if you're a new user, you don't want to get into that command line stuff. I can see where that's as a bit of a roadblock for you. But, I think other than having a fancy GUI interface, he's written some great scripts that just make things so easy.
Yeah, the only weakness that I see is that it's the other flip side of one of the strengths is that the close tightness and Debian compatibility. I mean, it's good to the fact that you can use all the Debian packages and all the dependencies and everything's taken care of. But on the flip side, what we were talking about KDE is that if there is something in the unstable repositories that's not working correctly, there's nothing you can do about it.
That's right.
So it's a double-edged sword, really.
Yeah.
But other than that, I love Kinotix. I recommend it to anybody who wants to try a really great Debian-compatible Linux desktop system.
Yeah, and it's what I've been using around the office to try and convince people how good Linux is and how ready it I really think Linux is ready for the average user, and this is what I use to try and prove that to them. So, and everybody seems to like it, like that I've tried it. They're just amazed at how great it is.
Now, in the past, like when Nopix first came out, I mean, I love Nopix. It's a great live distro. There are scripts on there to install, and I have done that in the past. The problem with the Nopix install, when you put it on your hard drive, is that Nopix takes some packages from unstable, some packages from testing, some packages from stable. So
you got a bit of a hodgepodge there.
Yeah, it's a bit out of whack, and it's not that easy. Well, it was when I tried it to maintain the system for a long period of time.
Right.
Unlike Kinotix, where it's completely unstable, it's very straightforward to keep it running and up to date.
And a few people were complaining, saying, you know, when are you going to get out of X386 and go to Xorg? And Cano kept saying, look, as soon as Xorg becomes part of Debian SID, we'll do it. But until that time happens, this is pure Debian SID. So, you know, and it's a good idea. Like, you know.
When I first started and stole Kinotix at first, I did a dis upgrade immediately. Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is going back, I guess, in July before the problems were in the Debian unstable repositories.
Right.
I had no problems. The system, it even went and installed Xorg for me and installed it.
Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You know, 20 minutes later, you go from X386 to Xorg, and you don't even notice any. At least I didn't get any issues.
Nothing. Now, supposedly the new version is going to be coming out of Kinotix very shortly. So I've heard anywhere between a month to 2 months, maybe even sooner.
I think it was on the web page, the wiki, and it said something about a couple weeks, give or take a month. So
yeah, so within a month it should be out, the new version.
Yeah.
And again, I definitely, you know, recommend Kinotix to people who want to try a Debian-based distro.
Right. And I think I might be wrong on this, but I think it might actually be supporting KDE 3.5 as well.
That's cool.
And maybe that's what he's waiting for.
Yeah, I have a feeling, too, that's what he's waiting for.
So.
Well, we're going to wrap it up here. This has been another Twadcast. I'm Pat from the Linux Link Tech Show.
And I'm David.
A.K.A. Judlin.
You betcha. And thanks for having me on the show here, Pat.
Oh, no problem. Thanks to Droops and the whole crew putting this this is a fantastic idea, the Twadcast.
It is. Keep it up, guys.
Yep. Take care.
Take care. You too, Pat.
Bye.
Bye-bye.